feel like Chappelle sacrificed himself so the baby could come back.
Is that how we're starting?
Is that the show?
Welcome to the Airbuds. This is the Airbuds podcast. We're friends and we watch basketball in different rooms. Oh, I'm Jamil.
Happy basketball. I'm Peter.
My name is Mike. Happy basketball indeed. How are you guys doing?
Fucking excellent. Good. Basketball is tight as shit right now.
It's really good, man.
This is the happiest, well, you've both been at the same time since I've known you.
Basketball!
Is that maybe because both of our teams have home court advantage in the playoffs that start always on November 14th?
Yes, that is exactly it.
I am showing up to this goddamn Vulture show in a full... I'm going to come dressed like the Wizard. I'm going to the show dressed like G-Wiz.
You should have a Wizard hat on and a Wizard jersey on.
Yeah.
You should be Gandalf, who's going to a Wizards game.
I mean, it is at the side of a pool, so jerseys are acceptable. Maybe I should wear a jersey.
I think you should wear a jersey.
I might throw a jersey on.
Turn that t-shirt you're in right now into a jersey.
I'll cut the sleeves. I got four of these.
Cut the sleeves and then cut the neck real low. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Guys, let's get some business out of the way.
Vulture nipple.
If you're listening to this yesterday, before 5 p.m., go see Jamel Johnson at the Roosevelt Hotel at the Vulture Comedians You Should Know show.
There's no way this is going to get posted before that.
Oh, no, it's not. But if you somehow, if you end up in a time rift connected to this podcast.
Yeah.
And you now, end up now to today.
If future Jamel is listening and you're in a looper type situation, please don't go kill Jamel in the middle of the Vulture show because this is kind of a big moment for him. This is an industry night.
Yeah, yeah. I brought business cards to that. So
yeah,
shoot me in my business cards.
Go to Airbuds pod. I'm sorry. If you want to support the Buds, go to patreon.com/airbudspod. $5 a month gets you bonus episodes, bonus content, access to our Discord. It's always fun over there in the Discord. All kinds of freaks chopping it up about basketball and myriad other topics. Give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. It helps us find new listeners. Tell a friend if you've already given us a 5-star review, you know? Tell a
next
friend
time
about
someone
the Buds.
Talks. Yeah, next time someone talks to you about shooty hoops, you look them dead in the goddamn face and you say you should listen to the fucking Airbuds podcast.
Hell yeah. And then, go to...
And spit in their mouth.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I guess that's all. Spit in your friend's mouths.
The first part first. Don't lead with the spit.
I didn't say do it first. I said do it after.
Benner said do it first.
No, I think do it first, and then because that's going to lead to a fight, and then you kind of like, you know what, I'm sorry. I'll make it up to you. You should listen to the Airbuds.
Do you guys know a lot of people who watch gay porn that starts with fights?
Go on.
I don't know.
I was talking to this girl at the Clippers game last night, and... She was like, one of my favorite things about basketball is when they, you know, get into a dust up because, like, that's how the gay porn I watch starts. And I was like, oh, shit. Yeah.
Now, this was, like, the woman that you, like, bought a beer from?
Yeah, this was at the concession stand.
No. It wasn't at the concession stand. She was selling them out of a backpack.
This was the hot dog cart lady.
Oof, I miss hot dogs.
I've watched you eat one last week. What do you like?
I know, yeah. And I've been thinking about it.
Like hot dogs moved away?
I love hot dogs so much. Speaking of the Clippers, they're on a tear right now.
I'm sorry.
Let's dive right into a topic. Is Paul George having an MVP caliber season?
Stop it.
What?
No.
Why not?
You don't say that. Don't bring that energy here. Don't do that.
I'm bringing it. The Clippers are 8-4. I think they've won like 6 in a row. Is that right?
Seven
after last night. Paul George is currently averaging 26, 8, and 5. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Keeping the Clippers relevant. I'll be honest. I didn't think they would be this good without Kawhi.
Well, you know, it's one of those how many balls is there to pass around things. And
one. There's always one, Jamel.
There's only one available, and Reggie Jackson and Paul George are loving it. They're the only two dudes who shoot.
It feels like there's some Ty Lue magic happening with Reggie Jackson and like Terrence Mann.
Well, you know, started last year, but
yeah, but and continued this year though.
Yeah, no, you never know how the year's going to start in there. Right where they left off, Clippers basketball. Hold up, wait, I forgot I was supposed to tell y'all. Before I even got to the gay porn part of the game, when I was walking in, all right, so I got Johnson & Johnson. I got the Johnson & Johnson in like March, bro.
You were contractually obligated due to your last name.
And every time I talk to somebody about the booster, I say, what did you get? I say, I got Johnson & Johnson. They're like, oh, you should have got a booster yesterday. What are you even doing walking around? Johnson & Johnson, how dare you talk to me without a booster inside of you? So I decide to go get the booster. The CDC and Walgreens.com both say I could get whatever booster I want. So I decided to get the Pfizer booster because I got the jacket.
For our listeners that don't know, Jamel famously has a NASCAR Pfizer jacket.
Yeah, shouts out to Mark Martin, the first guy on the NASCAR Cup Series to admit his dick didn't work all the time. Anyway, so I got the jacket. I'm like, all right, I'll get the Pfizer. Let's go. I go get it.
You wear the jacket to the Pfizer?
No, because it was just too hot. It was like 90 degrees. I couldn't really support that. But I go, the lady writes on my original card, which I don't like because my original vaccine card is falling apart. Mm-hmm. It's like rats nibbled on the side of it. It's just been folded up inside of my wallet for months now.
Mine's kind of like that. This is my second one. I had to get one replaced because the first one fell apart completely.
Exactly. So, well, I just lost my first one straight up. But anyway, so I do this. Now I'm going to the game. I show my Vax card. The lady at the door is not trying to let me in. She's like, why do you have Johnson & Johnson and Pfizer? And I'm like, well, the booster. And she's like, I don't know if you could do that. I'm not sure if we could let you in.
Is this the security person?
This is the person checking IDs and Vax cards. You know that person before you get to the metal detectors?
Yeah, I went to at Madison Square Garden. That person couldn't have not looked harder at anything that I showed them. And was like, welcome in. Who gives a shit?
That person in New York is wearing Burlington Coat Factory jeans. And you know what I'm saying? He bought a fucking carrot juice. He was drinking warm carrot juice.
Because it's orange for the Knicks?
Yeah. Anywho, so this lady, I'm holding up the line for like 5 minutes. She like yells for a security guard. It was like I was fucking buying tampons at the grocery store or something. It was crazy. It was like nuts, man. They were not trying to let me in. She thought it was like fraudulent. I'm like, Dr. Fauci said I could do this.
Well, did you not should hear? Have pulled up the CNN article that like said go get anything. I remember that article on my Apple News being like, CNN says if you got Johnson & Johnson, hurry the fuck up and get anything else possible ASAP. I texted it to you.
Even though I swear Pfizer, that was the weakest vaccine. They were the ones with the fucking bullshit ass powdered iced tea vaccine.
Pfizer, no way. Pfizer is 90% effective, I think.
For like 2 weeks.
Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah, Johnson & Johnson, it sucks. But Pfizer, Moderna has more longevity than Pfizer, apparently.
Isn't it so weird that like we fucking have brand loyalty for vaccines?
That's what I'm saying. That's why I got Johnson & Johnson. Problem is it worked too good. If you were a woman on birth control, it killed you for being a heathen.
uh This is a podcast about basketball. Paul George, MVP. Calling it here, folks.
If you say so, Benner. I know we're doing a radio show, but that was really offensive.
I'm just saying, look, we're like 12 to 15 games into the season, and we can finally, I think, start looking at like what is, you know, a reasonable sample size of games and making, you know, early predictions. And I think Paul George is as good as anyone right now for
you know that there's no way Paul George is going to be the MVP because NBA media and Twitter talk about Steph Curry's excellence like he's Tom fucking Holland in a relationship. Like they talk about him like he's one fucking direction. Like he's like it's
and they're the best team in the league and he's dropping 30 tonight.
And like every day, Benner, is that tweet that you posted where everyone's like, nobody respects the greatness of Steph Curry. And it's like, I don't know how much longer, like how is that possible that nobody, like the biggest thing going around on Twitter right now is him looking at the crowd and finger gunning somebody before the ball goes in. And it's we're like,
Steph's number one, Durant's number two. And then everybody Evan Mobley's
else. Number three.
Sure. Whatever Peter just said, I blacked out. One, two, and then everybody else who's averaging over 25 is all
Spencer
in
the Dinwiddie four.
Yeah, they're in the fucking DVD bin at Walmart.
Yeah. Kevin Durant is also fucking playing insane. But yeah, I am officially over the nobody's talking about how great Steph Curry is when that is all we talk about. Like I like Steph, but like I'm just sick of if everyone is saying, why aren't we all talking about how great he is? Then Jarrell's just showing off his shirt.
Well, because we do video now.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just tired of that narrative. Steph is great. We all know it. He is uniformly regarded as the best shooter in the history of the game. I don't understand.
So what are you saying, Benner? Are you saying if you get an MVP vote, you're voting for Paul George over Steph Curry today?
No. I'd probably vote for Kevin Durant right now because I think he's just having a, you know.
Because he's so cool.
I don't think Kevin Durant's cool. He's a fucking dork.
He's cool as hell. Yelling at people online. Come on, that's cool.
I think the Warriors, there's no way they're going to keep being 11-1, or what are they, 12-1 now?
Well, yeah, because they'll be 13-1.
Well, they also had one currently bottom five easiest schedule.
Yeah, you said on our Patreon episode on Thursday that they had the second easiest schedule so far, and you know they're going to start playing actual playoff teams and come down to earth a little bit, I think, right?
I mean, even if they don't. Let's see. Here are some teams they've beaten to this point. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, they beat the Bulls, so that's a quality win.
That is a quality win for sure. Zach LaVine also. Let's throw him in the MVP conversation.
Man. All right.
Well, Lakers, Clippers, Kings, Thunder, Grizzlies, Thunder. That's, you know,
that's four good teams.
Yeah, Lakers are in shambles right now.
Pelicans, like Rockets.
Good one. Yeah. Pelicans, Rockets, Wolves, Thunder twice.
Hawks.
All right, he's just naming teams.
Bulls. It's not bad. Yeah, they're great. And also Gary Payton Jr. the third is pretty fun.
He's very fun.
Gary Payton Jr. the third? His official name on the show now is Gary Payton Jr. the third.
Yeah.
Gary Payton Jr. Jr.
Did you guys see Gary Payton Jr. Senior? What he said about his son's athleticism?
The milkman.
He basically was like, "Yeah, I think the milkman came in my wife,"
which is obviously a joke because Oakland doesn't have the income per household for milkmen.
Right. Oh wait, it was specifically mailmen because then people started making jokes about Karl Malone.
Well, if his wife was over 18, there's no chance that would have happened.
No chance that happened. I'm pretty sure Gary Payton's into grown-ups.
unless Gary Payton Jr.'s like got a Jack Nicholson situation where his sister is his mother, then
oh no, not the Chinatown remix. San Francisco does have a Chinatown. No. Oh no.
Steph is great. We can all agree upon it, and we could all stop pretending like nobody's talking about it.
Look, okay, let's start talking about how Spencer Dinwiddie is great again. Peter, you're right.
Yeah.
He's an MVP candidate. He's the best thing that ever happened to this team. He's the best thing that ever happened to me.
I mean, other than obviously Bradley, like it feels like Spencer is though kind of like the glue of what makes your team awesome. Because
he is a blatant asshole. No, it's because he's an asshole. If you have seen any of his post games, he very clearly believes he should be the number one option. And is not because of contractual obligations. It's very funny to listen to. In fact, it's incredible. Every post game
they're right now.
They're like, Spencer, so how did you do? You dropped 25 tonight. How'd you do it? Well, you know, Brad's the number one option first off, but just kind of, you know, whenever he doesn't feel like shooting, I kind of step in and do what I can because I'm perfect. It's not a lot of guards with a 6'10 wingspan, 6'6. You know, like he's really on his own dick in a way that I think motivates the other guards.
I like that. I mean, fuck, if it's going to make your team the number one seed, give me that kind of that. The Sixers have a completely different kind of asshole right now, and it's not really helping at all.
And now America has turned back around. Now the Sixers have been too mean to Benjamin Simmons.
Yeah, now we've somehow gone from like fuck Ben Simmons to like a free Britney Ben Simmons.
Are we going to talk about the Ben Simmons situation? Do we have to?
I don't think we have to.
I'm just confused of like when Rich Paul has the time to like simp for Adele and also put out these quotes. He's so busy in so many continents.
Is he simping for her? Does he like pick up her laundry and stuff?
I would. If
I don't know. It seems like they have a very, from the tabloid pictures I see, it seems like they have a very healthy, I don't know, progressive relationship. Am I projecting?
Does he do her Bantu knots? I didn't see those pics. Did you do that because you were white and had to listen to me say Bantu knots?
Soundboard Peter's back.
Yeah, he's here to stay.
I think there's something really interesting about like what's happening, I think, outside of just the Ben Simmons of it all, like just Rich Paul and Clutch and CAA and LeBron by extension kind of have such an interesting kind of power over the media. And that like, they're just very clearly, they're not even influencing the narrative. They're saying, this is what the narrative is and you will just report it this way. I don't see what the problem is. If Ben Simmons says, you know, I'm having mental health issues because of the issues going on with trades, and then the Sixers ask him about how he feels about the trade situation, I don't see how that's out of line. But it seems like all of the media were like, the Sixers are totally out of line to ask Ben Simmons about how, if he's still willing, if he's still seeking a trade. And I'm just like, no, that's what he says the source of his mental health problems are.
Well, let me ask you this before we continue. Is fear a mental health issue?
I mean, everything is a mental health issue, really, if you want to.
Instead of saying I'm scared, I say I'm having mental health issues.
Before you answer that, I will say the worst look of this that feels like the most concrete before we get into kind of the platitudes of mental health is like, apparently the Sixers questionnaire asking him about his mental health was very like, are you a member of the Communist Party? It was very like, are you afraid to play basketball, you piece of shit? Do you like?
But have you seen it? Or are you just going off what the Rich Paul quote was?
Question number three. I mean, are you Rich Paul is,
if Rich Paul is putting that out through his megaphone shams, that feels like a wild fucking thing to be putting out there if it's not true. If you're Daryl Morey, didn't you just get like the perfect thing to take the upper hand and say, no, that's not true?
I don't see why, if Ben Simmons is saying I need to go to therapy because of the trade talks happening around me, I don't see how it's out of line for the Sixers to ask a question, how are you feeling about the trade talks? I don't understand why that's out of line.
I guess the way they phrased it was like wild as fuck. And good for them for phrasing it that way, I guess. Am I a part of the propaganda machine?
Yes.
Fuck.
I mean, you are a LeBron.
The hell? What? Hold on.
Jewish. Lives in New York. Ate two bagels today.
No, I was going to say executive at a podcast network.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right.
That one.
You run the media. Jesus.
Yeah. Forget the Jewish part. What about your actual job?
Listen to the rumor.
Please listen to the rumor. Podcast, if y'all got some free time, come on, man. Kevin Costner out here fucking people's wives. That's entertaining.
Allegedly.
Thank you. I don't know. Nobody's right or wrong. I think Ben Simmons, Rich Paul, and the Sixers are all just like fucking messy as hell in all of this. But in this specific instance, I don't see exactly what the Sixers wrong and was kind of surprised that everyone just took the narrative that Rich Paul handed Shams and just ran with it as gospel truth.
I don't know, man. It does feel like a bad situation overall.
Well, look, before we get deeper, because I could see it's hurting Benner. Look at him.
I know.
He's sick. He's sick to his fucking stomach. Let's get to the real issue of the day. Jay Morris fucking genie bus. What are we going to do about this?
That is true.
Checking on Worldwide Wob, man. Are you okay? Yeah.
Wob. Wob probably loves Jay Moore. He probably grew up watching Jay Moore. He loves this.
Jerry Maguire is his favorite movie. Mm-hmm.
Jay Moore was the star.
For some reason, he watched Jerry Maguire and gravitated to Jay Moore's character as the hero.
It's like not someone impossible. Like rewrites him.
Yeah. If you're not aware of, if you're not following Genie Bus on Instagram, number one.
Start. Begin.
You're missing out. Genie Bus is a great follow on social media. I would do a look. I would not be against us doing a spinoff podcast that is just all about Genie Bus's Instagram account. And here's my argument for why we should do it. You know, Britney Spears very recently freed from her conservatorship. You know what was the domino that set that off? So many years ago, a couple comedians started a podcast about Britney Spears' Instagram account, and then they ended up uncovering the conservatorship thing, and that's how it all wound up where we are today. So what I'm pitching is we start a podcast about Genie Bus's Instagram account, and who knows where it'll take us in a few years. Maybe we'll wind up owning the Lakers.
And free her from
Jay Morris's grips.
Yeah, for sure, dude. We gotta get her away from Jay Moore's house, by any means necessary. He was the featured player in one of the worst episodes of Law and Order: Criminal Intent I've ever seen. It haunts me to this day.
Well, yeah. Speaking of Criminal Intent, if you go to Jeannie's Instagram account and you look at maybe the second most recent post, there's just an absolutely criminal amount of Jay Moore's tongue happening in a video that he's He's making out with Jeannie Buss graphically while also trying to promote his upcoming show in Atlantic City. And I frankly can't believe that Jeannie Buss allowed him to use her account to promote his show in Atlantic City like this. While defiling her.
How dare anyone blame Russ for anything? None of this is Russ's fault. You think Russ hooked them up?
Maybe.
No. No way. You know Russ doesn't speak to white people directly.
Oh, that's another topic I want to get into. It's literally that, by the way.
I was like half joking, and that's like a thing.
That is literally a thing that happened this weekend.
Yes.
But free Jeannie Buss. Here's my pitch, Jamel. Clearly, in the comedians, met Jay Mohr while doing open mics, apparently. Did you know that?
Get out of here. Jeannie Buss doing open mics?
Briefly was trying to give, like, you know, try her hand at stand-up comedy.
Oh, and my God. And then she saw fucking Jay Mohr at the Fourth Wall.
Well, look, you know who... you know who she might see tonight at the pool at the Roosevelt? One Jamel Johnson, a comedian on the rise, a comedian that she should know.
You are allowed to watch me do stand-up now. You weren't for the first 11 years.
Yeah.
But now it is time to take a look.
And guess what? The Lakers, literally as we are recording this, the Lakers just wrapped up a win over the San Antonio Spurs. They won 112-106.
That's a quality win.
Okay, look, she's walking up to her office right now. She's looking to blow off some steam. It's not too far of a drive for her. Downtown LA to Hollywood Roosevelt? Come on. I'm just trying to prepare you, Jamel. You got to be ready now that you're on the rise. You might be able to swoop in and win her over.
Hey, Jeannie. I
wonder what Stan Kroenke's wife is up to.
Eating green bean casserole.
Do you guys want to talk about this Russell Westbrook situation?
Sure.
So, I don't know if you guys noticed, but I think it was Friday, post-game. I believe it was Russ's actual birthday. Mm-hmm.
Happy C-Day.
He was doing the post-game conference, he was answering reporters' questions while looking at his phone. The tweet is now deleted, but this reporter, Ryan Ward, at Ryan Ward LA, he's a kind of LA beat writer. Oh, and he blocked us. I just realized.
Damn, you got blocked by that guy?
Well, I retweeted it and with the baby emoji and the shit emoji, because I think it's baby shit when he tweet it. Let's see if I can find it real quick from a different
I remember
account.
He was like, he was like, how dare you show a little respect to the reporters.
Right. So he tweeted in response to Russ, call me crazy, but I think it's just a bit disrespectful to look at your phone during an entire post-game interview, especially after getting blown out. Just me, I guess. Manners. What a concept.
Now, so that's my first problem. Why, because it's a blowout, do I have to give you more of my undivided attention? I've played in 1,000 NBA games. This was one of my worst. Now you, reporter man, you expect me on the 1,000th and 1th game to give you my whole, I have to explain every fragment and detail of why we got the shit beat out of us. For you? For me? Who is that for?
Well, apparently it's for Ryan Ward, the guy with the worst goatee I've ever seen.
Damn it.
If you go to Ryan Ward LA on Twitter, you can see this ugly-ass goatee he's rocking. but, yeah, I think, like, do athletes need to, like, so they're essentially forced to have a performance review with a bunch of strangers
every game. Every night. If we had to talk about what went wrong on every episode of this podcast. And it's
mandatory. I feel like we do that in real time.
Yeah, it's just what happens with us. But right. I'm just saying, like, what if efficiency. We had to answer to a board? The Miami yeah. Herald had a guy on Zoom who was like, hey, Jamel, why'd you cut off Benner on accident and say doo-doo, you know, when Benner was going to say something smart? Then I have to explain why I'm an idiot.
Yeah, it's really annoying. This guy, of course, got dunked on. You know, you look at it, the tweet; it's pretty well ratioed. A lot of people replying, calling him out. But you know, this let's not even get into kind of the like weird racist aspect of like a white guy like policing a black man's like behavior, but just like, I guess all I'll say is. It doesn't take long for you to just search Westbrook in this guy's Twitter feed and see that he is like basically called Westbrook trash and like a bad person and like just tweeted all this crazy shit about Russell Westbrook. And then here he is demanding respect from him.
And there you have it. God damn it.
Yeah.
Someone responded to basically what you said was like, yo, can't be having fun to have a performance view every day. And he's like, nor is it fun to wait for players, transcribe what they say, and then write the stories until 2 a.m. Respect goes both ways. That's your job.
That's your fucking other job. He yeah. answered the questions. What the fuck else do you? It's not like he sat there and only looked at his phone. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. The media is a parasitic kind of.
I would industry. Love to know if this dude has ever been on his phone during a family dinner or something out with his significant other or any other time in his life. We're all on our fucking phones all the time.
When he's writing, when he's working on his op-ed shit for Parler, he does that shit on his phone all the time.
Yeah. So LA native, UK born, he says in his bio. Is that
okay?
Not allowed. Wrong.
Is that contradictory?
Incorrect.
That just mean you live in Santa Monica? Like, what is that?
Yeah, dude, get the fuck out of here. Pick one.
You can't be born in England and then be an LA native.
Wait, what are you? What
LA
are you
born.
Are you starred in Snowfall? Get the fuck out of here, dude.
Anyways, we're officially on this guy's blocked list. I'm sure he blocked a lot of other people for dunking on his dumb baby, crybaby bullshit.
You already know how I feel about reporters. Reporters, even the idea that a reporter is a star and deserves any respect, ridiculous. You worked your whole life because you couldn't actually hit a layup. You was like, all right, I'm going to go to school forever so I can hang out in the locker room for 15 minutes. Shut your bitch ass up. Take the quote and go home.
But I Touché? Gotta stay up to 2 a.m. to write the quotes.
I couldn't make a layup either. That's why I'm here.
And that's why he wears jerseys next to a swimming pool. Fuck Come you. On.
Fuck you, dude. I know why I'm here, man. Russ could look at his phone. Like, if I had the honor to be in the same room with Russ, and they're like, you, Jamel, it's mandatory that you have to answer. Ask Russ 10 questions, and he has to answer them. I'm just going to be so thankful that I'm there.
Intentionally or not, it's very like they just don't make them the same way they used to vibes, which is full of all kind of wild-ass undertones.
That's because there was no cell phones in the 90s, you prick. You think Dennis Rodman would have ever looked up? You think Dennis Rodman wouldn't have been showing Tinder profiles to reporters in the postgame? Are you serious?
It's like, I have to go on this Okay, Cupid, thruple date right now, guys. Leave me alone.
Guys, anything else we want to talk about?
Nope. Cavs are 9-5.
Cavs are 9-5. Cavs are good. Wizards good. Sixers maybe giving the whole league COVID right now.
Love it.
Yep. It sounds like a real Moet milestone to me.
Oh, yep. Shout out to that. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope scored his 7,000th career point. And the Wizards, in celebration of a man with perhaps the most famous DUI in NBA history, they gave him a Moet moment.
They described it as a Moet milestone.
Right.
They declared his 7,000th point a Moet milestone. The man who played with a fucking ankle monitor on.
That's awesome.
Yep. This team is the best thing that's ever happened to me or anyone. Go Wizards. Go Cavs. Go Sixers. Go us. Go Michael. Go Peter. Go friendship. Go Jamel. Go
basketball.
Go basketball. Go money. Go W-9s, W-2s, I-9s. Any tax form you want. Go
W-4s.
Yeah.